Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey,
to the weekend.
What? It's Friday? No way.
Yes. I honestly, I'm going to keep saying it just to remind myself and Melissa.
Yes.
I think we both keep forgetting.
I don't know how Melissa knows what day it is ever.
With the show going on
and all the traveling you did this week and, yeah, craziness.
My teeth
are clean.
That's good. That's always a positive.
We have to talk about my chapstick collection, you guys.
Oh, no.
What happened?
It increased.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I was at my dentist.
Oh, that's right.
We have to bring this up later because I got to go get them.
Okay. We'll bring it up later. We'll bring it up.
This is such a Friday show.
We'll bring it up a little bit later, but definitely. Now we want to hear the rest of that one. Diving into some entertainment news now. Tom Cruise was at CineCon in Las Vegas yesterday to present footage from Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. From what they're saying, the last Mission Impossible movie.
What? There's another Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
How many is that now?
This is a lot.
This is the eighth. I think this is the eighth.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Fast and Furious here?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Trying to.
Yeah. But before he got started, he took a moment to pay tribute to Val Kilmer. And again, I do this all the time, maybe more with him than anybody else. You can make the argument Tom Cruise is the biggest box office star of all time. And his numbers back that up with his movies and how they do in the box office and all that, especially considering he's still working. Harrison Ford, for decades, held that spot because of the Indiana Jones movies, the Star Wars movies, the Jack Ryan movies.
Yeah.
So many of those that he had. I'm pretty confident Tom Cruise has topped that by now. And certainly there is a billion things we could spend talking about him off the stage. And all of that is noteworthy, and I'm not making light of any of it. But I will say that I like to give credit where it's due, especially in these situations. I think we need to be better about that in society, especially on a one-on-one level with our fellow, you know, people we work with and we run into in day-to-day life.
Right.
So if we could do it with celebrities, maybe we can do it a little bit more with each other. And I don't know, maybe more with our politicians and with our law enforcement and some of this.
Sure.
It's important to be able to separate these things.
Yep.
And say what you will about Tom Cruise, he gets these moments right. He really does.
He really seems to, yes.
Now, whether it is a little bit of the showman in him and the actor in him, somebody writing it for him, any of these things, honestly, I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
The moment is met, and that's what we ask of our people in these positions. And he said, quote, "I can't tell you how much I admired his work and him as a human being, how grateful and honored I was that he joined Top Gun and came back for Top Gun Maverick. I think it would be really nice if we could just have a moment all together and just take a moment because he loved movies. And he gave us a lot, gave us all with his performances, with his films. If we could just all take a moment and just think about all the wonderful times that we had with him. And after that moment of silence, and he made sure it was a moment. Thank you, Val. I wish you well on your next journey." And those two had an uncomplicated relationship. They both knew who each other were and respected that, liked it. Val Kilmer was not going to do the original Top Gun. Tom Cruise really got him to do it. And it's odd because you would think it might be the other way around, if anything. But then the second one comes around and everything, and Val Kilmer has all but retired from acting. He has voice problems, suffered from a lot of health issues late in his life.
Cancer, tracheotomies,
Tom Cruise would not do the film without Val.
He was
adamant about this. As adamant as he was, and as much as we talked about him refusing to let it go into theaters during COVID or releasing it online COVID.
Yeah, right.
And he bet on that, and he was right. And
he was
there's
right.
a lot of people smarter than me that will tell you he saved the movie industry in that regard after COVID. This movie doesn't even happen really in many ways without him wanting to agree with this. This is one of the first agreements that they had when they were first pitching the script and all that. And without it, we don't get one more performance of Val Kilmer.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick. I'm going to try to watch it either this weekend or one of these weekends coming up just so I can see Val Kilmer one more time.
That is his last role. That's right. Yeah.
Wow. For me, it's The Saint and The Ghost in the Darkness. I'm going to try to go back and watch those.
I love The Saint for, in part, I was a
huge... Oh, and Willow. You can't forget Willow.
Willow, maybe the greatest hair in movie history. Oh, Willow.
I'm sure it was a wig, but anyway, yes.
Yes, absolutely. With both of those movies, I love The Saint. I'm a huge Elizabeth Shue fan. Mm. Yes. It's how I discovered what cold fusion was.
Interesting.
I'd never heard of it before. And I thought it was a sci-fi thing. And in the rest of my life, I'll be researching and looking into cold fusion. Yeah. Not like actual scientists, but just as somebody who's very interested in that topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a well-done movie. I think it's a really amazing soundtrack, too.
It was a hit, too. And I'm kind of surprised they didn't do more, actually. But anyway, yes.
Mm-hmm. But The Ghost in the Darkness is maybe not the greatest movie you'll ever see, but it's an important one. It's based on a true story. And it's the movie that got Val Kilmer out of the Batman franchise.
It is.
Yep. It was the first movie that he had an opportunity to do that with Michael Douglas, one of the finer actors any of us will ever see. Had a chance to do The Island of Dr. Monroe with Marlon Brando, and then Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. And he turned down the next Batman movie to do those.
Yes.
And while he got to do those movies, you didn't get to see Val much after that because he got blackballed by Hollywood. Because he offended Joel Schumacher. Oh. And how dare he turned down Batman to do those movies, and he did it. And he, you know, there are interviews you can hear him talk about this. He did it because, well, I got into this to be great, and the way you get great is working with other greats. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he could do Batman and make two times what he would have from all three of those movies, or he did the thing we ask of entertainers: get better. Mm-hmm. Care about this. Don't just phone it in. Don't just be a caricature. You didn't see Val Kilmer late in his life, even when he was healthy, doing caricatures of his characters or anything like that. In fact, you could say he was still pushing himself. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is one of his best performances, and he's working his tail off in that movie with Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. I admire that part of his life so much, and I will. It's one of my benchmarks of my life, learning about that and being like, yes. Yes, that's what it's about.
When I was looking up, because, you know, when I wanted to know more about him, when I heard that he had passed, and I found out that I think he always held movies at arm's length. He was very much a stage actor. Very much in his career. He always went back to the stage, which a lot of people don't know, because he didn't just go to Broadway. He went everywhere. He did stuff in L.A. He did stuff everywhere. So I don't think that the movie star thing was big for him. I mean, I'm sure he liked the money and all that that came along with it, but I think that for the acting, I think the theater was more his first love. So,
well, and I think he showed that later in his movie career with some of his movie choices of what he did, too. Mm-hmm.
One of his last performances was on, I don't know if it was Broadway or off-Broadway, but it was The Ten Commandments. He played Moses in The Ten Commandments.
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah, the musical.
By the way, tremendous singer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he played Jim Morrison, and he sang all the songs.
Didn't even mention The Doors.
I know.
Jim Morrison. Like, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've mentioned that in the whole week that I've been talking about him. Yeah. Just an incredible human being.
Yeah, he was.
This was announced on April Fool's Day, but it is not a prank. It is just Dolly Parton being Dolly. Dolly Parton is selling jeans, everybody, and yes, they are called Jolene's.
Oh, no.
The pants are available for a limited time through the Kardashian label. Good American starting today. That's the name of the company, I guess.
Right, yeah.
You can get them online and in select Nordstrom stores, and they are not cheap, of course.
Of course not.
Dolly says, quote, "They make any butt look good." if you've got and she went on this one, you guys, because it's Dolly. She's not going to put on airs or anything.
No.
God, I wish I could do a good Dolly impression.
No, it's too hard.
Because me quoting Dolly Parton is going to sound hilarious. Okay, I'm just going to do it. They make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt, they look great. If you've got just an okay butt, they still look great.
Just an okay butt.
Just incredible. Incredible human being. Lover. And well done. I don't care what anybody says about this. I think this is fantastic.
There is something about Dolly, and this is what I think is so cool, of the Carnival Barker
in her.
And I think that is just tremendous. She has never shied away from that side of her personality. And she will tell you that little trashy side that, you know, it's part of where she grew up. And she has never gotten rid of that. She's kept it all this time. And that's why I think it's tremendous. I love it.
But she manages to make it cute.
She does.
Yes. Point. Yes.
Absolutely.
It's, which is not something that you can always, most women can't pull off.
No. She can do it.
The charm that she has.
She is so charming.
And the ability. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I really don't think there's anything she could not sell. I really don't. Right. Yeah, just incredible. And not for nothing, with what she's been through lately and everything, I was a little worried that we might not hear or see her as much.
Yeah.
Just even seeing this, that's fantastic.
Yes.
That's
fun.
Also wanted to touch on this one and let everybody know that I may not be here for a couple months or something. I might be filming. I am trying out, and I'm in the running for a important piece that I think is very good, and I want to put my time and energy and money into. The Looney Tunes franchise is doing a Coyote vs. Acme movie, and I want to play the coyote. I have been training my whole life for this.
This is to be.
I cannot tell you how many times I've fallen down or I've walked into walls.
It's a good thing you don't use dynamite on a regular basis.
And I've even got some experience with this. I ran into a Roadrunner once. I did. Oh. I've seen an actual live Roadrunner in front of me, right as close as Seth is.
Yeah, there you go.
So I feel like I don't want to. You know, I feel bad for the other actors trying out for this and everything. But I feel like I got a little bit of a, you know, win. I got an in.
You got an in.
Warner Brothers spent $70 million making the movie in which Wile E. Coyote finally sues Acme Company over the many faulty products that hindered his attempts to capture the Roadrunner.
Right.
It blew him up every time?
Yes.
But they shelved it as a part of a write-off.
They did. But, I remember that.
But they had a change of heart and sold it to a company called Ketchup Entertainment, which is going to put it in theaters. There's no word when. The movie is a mix of animation and live action. It stars Will Forte and John Cena.
Wow. So it's kind of like the Roger Rabbit one.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's perfect comp, Melissa. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I've heard people comparing it, that have seen dailies of it and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing, like Seth was saying, I've heard this for years about this movie.
The first time I heard about it, I swear to God, it was in the late 90s when I first heard about this. I didn't think they were ever, anyone was ever going to see this. That's really cool that they're finally releasing it. Yeah.
I hope that we see more of this because there are so many movies that we don't see that this happens with. Mm-hmm. And the movie companies are fine because they've got insurance and everything. But for every actor that put their time and energy into it and it never got seen,
like a waste.
And I admit I'm a little sensitive on this one. Yes. This happened to me. But it's also great for just fans and people to be able to see these things. I think it's pretty cool.
Seth, it's based on the 1990 The New Yorker magazine article, Coyote versus Acme.
God, this has been that long.
Ian Fraser.
Wow.
Should be good.
It's been around for a long time.
I hope it's good. I'm going to see it either way.
All right.
I would honestly like to see this in the theater.
It might be one of those ones, yeah. And I don't know. I'm a big Will Forte fan.
Will Forte.
He's fantastic. Yeah.
Development began in August of 2018.
Okay.
Will Forte, when he gets angry, is on the level of like Farley in those. Like, even better than Will Ferrell at that stuff, I think. Okay. As popular as Will Ferrell for some of that.
How close is he to Bob Odenkirk, who's my favorite at that?
Oh.
That's a tough one, man.
No, Bob's the top.
Bob's got to be the top,
It's Bob and Farley, 1-2, 1-A, 1-B.
Yeah.
And he's probably in the top five.
There you
probably
go.
Probably top five, top ten, something like that. Especially
John
Center. John
C. is in it, too.
Yeah. And what's new on your small screen? What's new on your big screen? What's new in your email box? Let's get into that real quick before we wrap up the entertainment section here. Friday, tonight on Hulu, Dying for Sex, starring Michelle Williams as a woman who is, she is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and it's more about that.
Okay.
It catches your eye. Jenny Slate is also in it. She's really good. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Austin City Limits is celebrating 50 years tonight on PBS at 8 o'clock.
Wow. Man, still one of the great music shows out there. I remember when I worked at a public television station, and I worked on the weekends. I always made sure I turned on Austin City Limits when I was there. Yeah,
always good. On Saturday Night Live this weekend, Jack Black hosts with Elton John and Brandi Carlile as music guests.
Holy cow!
Boom, boom, boom!
Wowza!
They're already the cast and people online have been that have been in rehearsals and everything are talking about how Jack Black is maybe the perfect host they've ever had.
Like, makes sense.
Yeah, he's built totally. For this. He's built for this. He's been doing his whole life.
Yes.
Literally. And speaking of Bob Odenkirk and celebrating David Cross's birthday in Mr. Show, the first time I saw Jack Black was in a Mr. Show sketch.
That's right.
And
one of the first things he appeared
in. Stole the scene. He's incredible.
Yep.
Elton John and Brandi Carlile have been actually creating work. And Brandi, who's Elton's partner, writing partner?
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin. The three of them have been working together quite a bit. And and they haven't really been talking about this a lot, but Brandi Carlile's put a couple things out there. I respect Sir Elton and mm-hmm. you know, all of that. I am a gigantic Brandi Carlile fan, and I love the idea of these three working together.
Yeah, I think they're releasing an entire album of stuff they worked on together, which is really cool.
And you can hear some of that on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. An Evening with Elton John and Brandi Carlile is on CBS.
There you go.
And
boy, Sir Elton, man, he's still working. He's amazing. Where does he get all the energy from, man?
I don't know. The third season finale of The White Lotus is on HBO. People love that show. I don't get it.
I have no idea what it is.
I have no interest.
No clue.
Don't get it, but teach their own. new in theaters. I mentioned this earlier. A Minecraft movie. Jason Momoa, Jack Black star in this one.
Yep.
It's all based, of course, on the Minecraft movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And limited release, Friend. Naomi Watts plays a writer who reluctantly adopts a Great Dane after the passing of her best friend, Bill Murray.
Interesting.
I'd like to see this one.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Watts doesn't work a ton. She picks scripts, and when she picks something, usually it's pretty good.
She's always fabulous in them. It doesn't matter what she's doing.
And I really have enjoyed Bill Murray, the serious actor. Again, mm-hmm. where so many mm-hmm. actors are going parody and playing caricatures of themselves, Bill Murray, going back to Lost in Translation, has done nothing but push himself.
He's like the opposite direction, right?
Yeah. And a movie that's getting a lot of hype behind the scenes, The Luckiest Man in America. Paul Walter Hauser stars in the true story of an ice cream truck driver who charmed his way into the game show Press Your Luck in 1984, and in one episode took them for the biggest payday in game show history, still to this day.
Really?
Macy Williams from Game of Thrones is in this one. David Statham, mm-hmm. amazing character.
I love David Strahan, yeah.
He just does, we don't see him enough, man.
No,
fabulous. And Walter Goggins is really good in this, too. Yeah, plays the game show host. Walton, thank you. I always do that. Walton, thank you, Melissa.
Walton Goggins. Boy, that's a tremendous cast.
Yeah.
Man, I love Walter.
Based
Walton
on the
Goggins.
True story, and just the trailer of it had me on the edge of my seat. Like, and I know, again, another one of these things where I know how it ends, and it's still, it's such a cool moment in like pop culture history and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool. Love it.
Should be good. And I want to remind everybody, the new edition of the WFHR newsletter is right there waiting for you. Go mm-hmm. ahead and sign up at WFHR.com.
Yep.
And when you're doing that, remember that you can go ahead in the comments section and let us know about stories you'd like to hear about, or just, you know, good feedback even.
Oh, yeah, or yeah. stories that you've liked.
Yeah.
That we've done, and we'll try to do more of those.
Or if you're enjoying the newsletter and you want to share it with others, forward it to them.
Please do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remind everybody that the WFHR newsletter is there waiting for you. Mm-hmm. We are your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. Local news matters. Local radio matters. And you show that it matters to you by supporting us and signing up for the letter.
Yes.
It's there, WFHR.com. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one.
Mm-hmm.
In a little bit after our news break, we're going to come back and talk about how dancing can help relieve stress.
Cool.
Yeah. Get into that in a moment. But this just in, people who use social media most of the day are more irritable.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Because social media is annoying.
Mm.
And I'm also seeing in this article, water is wet.
Yes.
I'm also seeing that here. I
love obvious news. Love it.
More obvious. It's a new segment we're doing. Obvious news.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
We're tired of working so hard on this news and everything.
Is water really wet, James, or does it
make
things wet when it touches them?
Let's discuss.
No. Yeah.
Does anyone ever say, man, I was in a bad mood, and then I went on social media, and suddenly everything was all joyous and everything, rainbows and sunshine?
No.
A new study has found that people are significantly more likely to feel irritable, angry, and annoyed the more they consume social media. Mm-hmm. Harvard Medical School collected data on how often adults 18 and older use Instagram, TikTok, X, and Facebook. Then they compared people's social media use to how they scored on various mood tests. Mm. Those who said they use social media, quote, most of the day, scored 3 times higher on the irritability scale than those who said they never use social media. Mm. To be clear, the study didn't prove casuality. So social media makes people irritable, or irritable people just use social media a lot.
It could be a vicious cycle.
Right.
Could be.
The researchers say past research, quote, really points in the direction of social media having an impact on externalizing emotions like anger and irritability.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, and that just stands to reason, right? It seems that that would make sense. Right. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're, you know, taking in those things and then allowing it to affect your attitude and your mood, then yeah, it's gonna.
Mm-hmm.
Quick side note. Back in the day when we first started doing this show and everything, Carl and I came across a study that Harvard Medical University did about is chocolate addictive? And we had a very similar response.
Right.
You know, yeah, water is wet.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you know, and everything. And this is one of the more respected medical schools in all of the world.
Right.
Are they pulling a hustle here? Are they some of these studies they're doing over there, in all seriousness, I think that for some people and for, you know, for many of the people that we're talking about here, having the data, having the facts isn't going to matter. It's part of where they are in life.
Right, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
But I do think for those on the fringe, for those on the cusp of things, that the more evidence and the more data you can give them that is just down the line and is just numbers, numbers don't lie. Numbers don't vote. They don't care about party sides or anything like that. Numbers right. are just numbers. The more we can do that, maybe this helps people. Maybe this gives people right. something like that. I mean... if all you have your hat to hang on in life is what some, you know, delusional individual is saying, I don't know what's going to help you, but I don't think that it's a smart thing in society to close the door on anything, let alone those individuals.
Right.
I encourage those individuals to, you know, push the envelope and to look for things that are factual based and everything. Mm-hmm. But you know, at the same time, anger and irritability are things that if you're already walking in, if you walk around all day with your fists clenched, you're going to get in a fight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But James, I think that these are also important for our young people. Because take a step back for a minute. Do you remember being 16, 17, 18 and knowing everything?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did know everything.
Yeah. You knew everything.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we all did at that age. And that's what they're experiencing now. And having these studies to look at that are unbiased, that are, you know, like, this is just factual. This isn't your mom and dad or your teacher saying social media is bad for you. This is, you know, actual research, actual numbers, actual science saying, hey, you know, maybe if you take a step back from social media, you won't be so grumpy.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And that's important.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you, Melissa. I think we can have a chuckle, you know, with that, say, oh, yeah, of course social media makes you grumpy kind of thing. But it is good to have these studies end. So
it's also a new thing for us as humans. You know, I mean, this came about halfway through our lives. These young people, it's been around their entire lives,
right.
And think about the next generation after that and what's going to, you know, happen with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an important point and gives us an opportunity, especially those not in that generation, to have a moment, have some empathy, try to have some understanding about that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And I think
it's a world we can't understand.
Nope.
I think it's also noteworthy that there are just, you know, going to be people that are, they call them in this article, rage baiting, people who are looking for this.
Yeah.
Some people thrive off of it, just like some people thrive off drama and creating drama in their lives.
Right.
Again, this is years ago, and I don't think you guys were, no, this is long before you guys were here, but I did have an interaction with a listener once, and they were very upset with me, and they were, part of what they were upset about was that I had not responded to a comment on one of our posts. And I was like, well, I don't read comments. And I'm like, well, I figure if you guys got something to say, I give you a million different ways to get in contact with me. contact me directly. I post something, we put something out there, it's out there. Mm-hmm. Like the comments, I don't take time on that stuff. I don't even do that on my own posts. Mm-hmm. I don't take a lot of time to read comments and all those things. Because I believe that if you have something that you really want to be heard, you should be contact me directly. Be an adult and reach out to me directly. Mm-hmm. That's the world we live in. You have a billion different ways you can contact me. Right. If you want to, a dog that wants to bark, then you go ahead and you leave your comment because it's about you. It's not really about anything else.
That's a great point.
It's just about you getting your words out there and being heard and all this. But if you have something you want to directly say, you can say it right to me. And to this person, when I was having this conversation, said, well, what did you say? Nothing. didn't want to say it to my face. Say it to my
then
face.
Then why write it?
Exactly. If you can't say it to...
And then bark about it.
Yeah.
If you can't say it to somebody's face, maybe it doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
it can stay right there point. In your dome.
Yep.
And you get what you put into life. They say in this article, and I will get behind this, it's possible to have a more positive experience. The keys to avoiding overindulging or negativity, quote, experts say, if you truly are spending most of the day on social media, there are probably more beneficial things you can do with your time.
Exactly.
Pick up a book. Read a book. Touch grass.
Go to coffee with your friends, right? You know.
Treat it
have conversations in person. Yeah. Those are going to be so important going forward for all of us.
A lot of people can relate to this, I bet. When we were kids, Chris and I, my oldest friend, we were at Robinson Park and we were shooting, and we couldn't leave until we both made our last shot. Yeah, you had to make your last shot.
Yeah, right.
Talking basketball,
Yep. Okay.
But I have taken that and used it in life with this show, where we will not end the show on a non-positive note.
Right.
We have never done that. We never will. We try to do it with every segment. Mm-hmm. And I treat social media that way. If I'm on there and I am seeing something or I am looking into something that gives me a negative vibe or a feeling, I got a folder in on my laptop here that I will pull up of a lion and a bear hanging out. Or a Simpsons sketch that gets me every single time.
Right.
Oh, stop it, James. You have an entire folder of penguin pictures. We all know that.
This is true.
Don't out him. That wasn't very nice.
You know what? It feels good to get it out there, actually. Feels good to get it out there. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, it actually feels good. It feels good. No. She's not off.
It would. Pictures of penguins would make you feel better.
But this is, again, it's something that everybody can do. And it's a great palate cleanser. And these things, these are counters that you have to have in day-to-day life and maybe with social media.
There you go.
You know, you get what you put into it.
Yep.
Right. And we all can make those choices. You make a choice to look at social media, well, you also have to accept the consequences.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Good point.
And just because a dog barks doesn't mean you got to answer. You know? We will take a time out. We will come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Get into this one. If that song got you grooving or moving a little bit, that's a good thing. Running or hitting the gym is a great way to relieve stress, but an activity you might find a little bit more fun could be even better. A new study found dancing might be the best way to relieve stress.
Woo!
Because it combines four different natural stress relievers: music, rhythm, movement, and socialization.
Ah, okay.
Any of those things on their own can help with stress and anxiety, but combining them is even better. Dancing to music at home or even in your seat while you're listening to the radio can help. Dance-based exercise routines are also a very good call, the article says. But it's even better when you can dance with other people and there's physical contact involved. Ooh. So go out, cut a rug this weekend. Find out if anybody's still saying cut a rug.
I don't care. I want to bring it back.
And it might help you relax. You can find the complete article at studyfinds.com, studyfinds.com. Now, a little bit similar to what we were talking about earlier. I don't think that this is a shock to anybody out there. Nobody, you know, fell out of their chair hearing this. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have the science and the numbers backing it up.
Sure.
And I think that, at least to me, a little bit noteworthy was the idea of how this can be so good for you on every level, but even better for you in a socialization aspect. And I didn't think about it that way.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought that part is pretty unique to this.
Yeah, and you know, the of the four things that you listed, James, I think the first three are pretty obvious. I think most people would do, but the socialization aspect, mm-hmm. I don't think that is talked about enough, about how much of a stress relief that can be, just hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm. And I would even put out there, you know, taking a dance class.
Yes.
Because you're you know, all those same things are involved.
Exactly.
And yeah, you do have to pay for it typically, but you're also then, if you're not confident dancing, that's going to help you.
Exactly.
To be a stereotype of almost every rom-com or anything like that, I've always wanted to learn like ball dancing.
Ballroom dancing,
and,
yeah.
And you know, what's the other style? I can't think of it right now.
There's a lot.
Tap dancing, but all kinds jazz. Of different. All yeah. kinds of different.
Yeah, sure.
Any kind of jazz, any kind of dancing I'd like to learn, basically.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than break dancing?
Yeah, I got that one down.
He's got that one.
But
now he danced like that, he'd break something.
Yeah, he would.
Basically, yes. And not telling anybody.
I would strongly encourage any men out there to go take a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because number one, you're gonna meet people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And being able to dance is a fantastic skill.
It is.
And it's not one that many men have now.
Yeah, no, I was exactly. just going to say, better than any cologne you're going to put on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pro tip, don't put cologne on before the dance class.
Yes, that's a very good tip. It's a very good tip.
Women, say that more, please. By the way, women, never, ever compliment a man on his cologne. Ever.
Yeah.
Because they will then bathe in it.
Mm-hmm. Double the amount.
Don't ever say a guy smells good. Don't ever. Don't do that.
Take any opportunity to help us also.
But if you do it, maybe quantify. It's your natural scent that I'm enjoying. I don't know what this other stuff is you're
there
wearing.
You go. There you exactly. go.
Your, yeah. your yes. just natural pheromones Boy. Really
Fool
are attractive.
Fool them.
I feel like Melissa's been here before. I feel like this is not a new conversation. This. I hope this gets even if it's just one more person out there, I hope it gets people dancing more.
Yeah. I think more dancing
excuse to
would
dance.
Be good. Yeah, exactly. Dancing is boy, has there ever been a sad dancer?
It's
I've never seen
the
one.
Song smile.
it's one of those things that I think that even when you're not in a great mood, like I don't know about you guys, but I know that I've been dragged out to a dance floor plenty of times and usually left smiling.
Yes, yeah. It's true. It's
you
hard.
You just move in your body and you get the rhythm, like all those things you listed.
It's hard to stay sad when you're moving around. Yeah,
And I understand. I'm alone on this one. I know that there are amazing dancers and great dancers out there. We've talked about them quite a bit. I generally don't think there are bad dancers.
No.
I think if you're going to compare them to Gregory Hines, sure, they may not seem like a great dancer.
But he has worked at it. And these people work at it. This is practice over and over and over again.
Are you out there? Are you having fun?
Yes.
That's what matters. That's what matters.
Man, if you dance like Elaine Benes, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You give people a laugh, if nothing else, right?
I would love to know if Julia Louis-Dreyfus can actually dance. Like, I'd love to know if she's like...
No one's ever asked her.
Yeah.
Or she go so good that she can dance poorly, like...
Yes.
Sometimes that has to happen.
Yes. It's a little like with Woody Harrelson, where he's incredibly intelligent, but he played Woody on Cheers.
An idiot, perfectly.
I wonder if it's like that. Get out there and dance any chance you get, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's good for the soul.
It is.
And certainly not only good for the soul, but good for your whole body. Some things going on in our area that I want to touch on. Like one of them going on over at Family Natural Foods next Tuesday, April 8th, 5 o'clock. Digestive health and cleansing. Dance on over there to that. Learn from Dr. Tracy of Vital Planet. She will be discussing all things digestive health and cleansing. Dr. Tracy is so good at this, so smart, and just a wonderful natural, you know, present a way she presents these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of her greatest gifts is being able to make such a sensitive topic very just kind of like you're just going to ask.
Yeah.
Like, especially go to the presentation and you get there for a couple of minutes, let alone for the whole thing and stuff, and when she's taking questions at the end or something, you're going to feel so much more comfortable and relaxed asking anything that might be an uncomfortable question, even over the phone. And a lot of fun, too. A lot of fun.
When is that again?
It is April 8th, 5 o'clock, over at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids.
Next Tuesday.
Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And speaking of which, our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ems County says you can protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, and all of the above. Get them shredded at the Community Shred Day. That is coming up. It is Thursday, April 17th from 9 to noon over at Prevail Bank. A shout out to them for hosting this. Mm-hmm. Now, as Terry will remind you, everybody, that this goes quick. Like, you don't want to wait to get to this one and everything.
Yeah, get there before they fill up.
Exactly.
Bring those sensitive documents, and while you're doing that and having the peace of mind and knowing that your information is shredded, you'll also know that you're doing some good in your community. Thanks to their sponsors at Bank Account Corp, Prevail Bank, $1 will be donated to the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties for each pound of paper shredded with a max of 2 grand.
So, that adds up quickly. Yeah, adds up very quickly.
Some great stuff going on in our area. Among those things, those stuff that we mentioned there, and of course, wanted to touch on this one: Southwood County Humane Society's Soup or Spring Spectacular. It's happening at Bullseye Golf Club Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2. Join them for food, raffle baskets, kids' games, music, and more. All attendees will be entered in a free drawing for a chance to win one of three great door prizes.
Cool.
This is a great one, and our Humane Society doesn't get a chance to do a lot of these events. Be sure to show up and get to this one if you get a chance, everybody. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they're hoping to have a couple animals down there with them. We'll see.
Excellent.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's going to be a great event either way, and encourage you to make plans right now. Mark it on your calendar and we'll meet you there. We will take our final time out of the week, come back and wrap up the show, morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to wrap up the week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. It has been a fun, long week for many of us out there.
It's been a heck of a week right now.
It has. And can I take a moment to mention personally inviting people to participate in their First Amendment rights?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Please.
All right. So please come down and join me on Saturday at in front of Spirus Hospital there on East Riverview Expressway. We're going to have a peaceful protest at noon. Everybody is welcome. Come express your point of view and how you feel about what's going on in our country. It's our First Amendment rights, peaceful protest, and everybody is welcome.
Appreciate you taking the time for that, Melissa, and thanks for letting us know. Missouri Museum. Boy, that one, I cannot tell you how Missouri many times I worked on that, you guys.
I couldn't say it.
Gathered 309 people in banana hats to break a peeling Guinness World Record. An appealing world record. Darn it. The City Museum in St. Louis took on the title for the most people wearing banana hats at 5:30 on a Wednesday.
Okay.
An official Guinness World Record adjudicator was on site and confirmed the museum took the record with 309 participants.
Wow.
Is there a record to be broken?
I'm double checking here. No, it doesn't look like anybody had ever done this one before.
Okay.
We gathered a bunch of friends to set the appealing Guinness World Records title for the most people wearing banana hats with 309 participants. We couldn't have split this record without the help of Explore St. Louis Slalom and St. Louis Rasta Impasta costumes. And of course, you, the museum, said on social media.
Very nice.
Ha ha. Split this record.
All the puns.
I don't know if everybody else is thinking this or not too, but cheeseheads. We do this with cheeseheads.
Oh yes, I'm surprised that hasn't come up.
I think that they missed their opportunity. They all should have been singing together. You scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Yes. Missed that one. Yeah, that would have been good.
But bring back the banana splits.
And then have the ice cream truck show up. Come on.
As a quick side note, this brought a lot of attention to this museum that does not always get that.
Sure.
And I implore a lot more museums to do things like this and remind our communities that how important our museums are and heading on over there. We know our good friend Phil and the gang over at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
That's
we have on the air with us all the time. And
They just got their Laura Ingalls Wilder traveling exhibit up. I can't wait to go see it.
I can just set it up and she knocks it out.
She's got it.
I boom. Knew it. I knew she would.
Boom.
Appreciate you mentioning that, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All other kinds of great things over there as well. And that exhibit itself took some work to get over here. So
yeah.
Did. The more you know, the more you head over there, the more traffic they get over there, the mm-hmm. better everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Head on over there. Helps. Check it out.
Yep.
We'll have Phil on with us sometime soon here. Looking forward to that. Want to get into our weekend lineup and our schedule. We got some other things going on this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. So first off, want to remind you that this is the last day, everybody. We're doing Civic Media's Break in the Spring Text to Win contest.
Last chance.
Jane and Greg will be coming up in a little bit. They'll have the next word for you in the 11 o'clock hour.
That's right.
One more time at 1 and another time at 4, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Be listening for your chance to qualify and get in on some of these cool prizes. A big thank you to all of our sponsors, our sales and marketing team, and mm-hmm. all of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun. Really hard on this one.
Yeah.
We're in the works right now, everybody, on a promotion, a contest that I came up with. And I'm only saying that because it may be the only time I ever get to say it. I never do that. That's not my thing. That's not my wheelhouse. I come up with stuff and everybody's like, James, we are not doing another Simpsons thing.
Go sit in the corner.
Yes, please stop. This one's
Nobody
actually
wants
good.
A really tall blue wig, James.
Yes. Right. People like this one, James. Like, so we're excited about it.
This is going to be big, and I am so excited when we finally come around to doing it. It's going to take some planning, but man, it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to that and doing even more with our community out mm-hmm. here and getting out there more, mm-hmm. taking the morning show on the road this summer and
yes.
stuff.
Yes,
you know. And if you're a business or somebody out there that would like to host us for a morning show, let us know, everybody.
Love it.
We can make darn near anywhere work. We made the front entrance of Quick Trip work. We can
back
make
in
darn
the day,
near
yeah,
anybody
yeah,
work.
That's
you know?
Right.
I only bring that up because it's so busy. It's so
yeah,
such
right.
a heavy
yes.
traffic thing. Yep. Shout out to Quick Trip. We like our friends over there. Playmakers. Brand new tonight, everybody. But before that, we will have Midday Magazine, and we got a great lineup for you to wrap up the week. In part one, Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug. We'll be talking with Scott, certainly an election this week. He's got listening sessions going on. We'll have plenty to talk about.
Okay.
And in part two, Father Weller will be joining us. Assumption's Talent Show is coming up. We're going to talk
right.
about it.
Yeah, their big talent show.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to talking with that. That's going to be a great one. Mm-hmm. Of course, you've got Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Join us for the greatest show probably of all time.
It is. All yes. Time. Absolutely.
Tim Hubbell does an amazing job with that one. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And Terry
Talks.
Yeah.
Terry Talks Nutrition afterwards at 8 a.m. Brought to us by Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Terry Limmer does an amazing job with that show. Check that out. Got our best of morning show afterwards.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Get the best bits of the morning show at 11 o'clock.
Sunday nights, got a great lineup set up for you. Join us for from 5 to 6 for Director's Playhouse. We'll be playing one of our best stuffs, mm-hmm. but we're hard at work putting new episodes together for you on that one. And we want to hear from all you creatives out there. If you want to be on the show, reach out to us.
Yep.
And then Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8, one of the most fun, unique hours you're going to spend, couple hours you're going to spend.
Yes.
And you got a good one this week, man.
Yes, the color white. I've done numerous colors yet, and I look and I keep doing this. It's like, wait, I haven't done that yet? Oh, why? I can't believe I haven't done that yet. So now I'm going to do it.
Howler Monkeys.
There are classics, ladies and gentlemen. I told you, I'm not doing the Howler Monkey one.
Oh, come
That's
on.
Not happening.
Do you know how hard that was to say in that commercial?
It's my favorite part. It's my favorite part of that commercial.
It's the part I struggled the most with.
I think that's funny.
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah. That's great.
So, check it out. Got some great tunes for you this week on Seth Faces the
Anything
Music.
By the White Stripes?
No, actually.
Ooh, Whiter Shade of Pale.
No, actually, I did not do that one, but I did play my folks' favorite song, "Nights in White Satin" by the Moody Blues. Aww. So, I wrap up the show with that one. So.
Find That's out sweet. If he plays the short, the radio edit, or the poem version.
Oh no, I'm not going to do the. I only got so much time, man.
18 minutes long.
Yeah. Thank you for coming this week for my 2-hour show.
Here's one satin. Song. Yeah. Yes,
it's a good song. Good song.
Yeah.
And from 8 to 9, Unlabeled got a new one this week. Went
yes.
a little popish. Went a little pop. Okay. With
love
this
it.
One this week.
Oh, love the songs, man. Great choices.
Give you a taste. It kicks off with The Distance from Cake.
Yep.
Give you an idea of the kind of music we'll be having for you on that one.
All right.
And just as a side note, it won't be this Sunday, but the last Sunday of every month, we've got a brand new show, Masters of Mystery.
Yes, I hope you caught it last week. Yeah, it was the first time we were able to do that. It's a monthly thing they do in Minneapolis. At a mystery writer brings in some other mystery writers, and they talk about the craft, and it's really cool. I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah.
Keep in mind, everybody, we are still looking for Easter egg hunts. We'll be talking more about those next week leading into it. But give our front desk a call or email us or hit us up on Facebook. We'd love to be able to cover your Easter egg hunts. And Seth, we got a winter's farmer's market still going on.
It's still going on, everyone. Head on over to the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South from 9 to 1 tomorrow morning. Go check it out and check out their Facebook page. You can find out all the vendors that will be there. Grab some free popcorn and check out the wares. Yeah, I just love saying that. People's wares.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, see what's going on there. It's always a good time.
A local news station in Kentucky did a story on two women who have been sending the same birthday card back and forth for 80 years.
Oh, wow.
Pat D. Reamer and Mary Wheaton met as kids in Indianapolis. Their tradition started on Pat's 14th birthday in 1944. She got the same card for her 95th birthday on Tuesday.
That is so cool.
That's awesome.
I love that idea.
I only wish I was doing this with somebody, because that I cannot think of how amazing that must
be. That
is
so great.
And how cool that is. And good on them for doing that. But thank you to them for sharing it.
That's really cool. It's a very original thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've heard of anything like that before.
Nope.
I want to see a picture of the card.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looks like now. Yeah.
I was a little curious about that part of it. I'd love to see that. I think that you're right.
Do they write in it every year? Yeah. This many times, there probably wouldn't be any space left on it.
Right.
And a 59-year-old grandmother in Canada broke the women's world record for the most push-ups in an hour. She broke the old record with 17 minutes to spare. She finished with 1,575. Her message to people is attack each day and take the choice to believe in yourself and others.
Wow. That's impressive.
17 minutes?
17 minutes to spare. There's a video of it online, and she's not even like rushing. She's it's in perfect form too.
Oh man,
perfect form by you two today. Great show. Thank you so much, and thank you to the audience for hanging out with us all week. All of our co-hosts, our guests, we appreciate you. We'll be back next week with more for you. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, my
man. Thank you, James.
Have a good one out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later. Right here at.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.